Benvenuti. Welcome everyone to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Ciao, my name is Marco, and benvenuti a In Piazza,
our news and features show.
And today is a special news and feature show because we have a special news and a special feature.
Well, I don't know about the feature, but we have very, very exciting news. I'm personally really, really proud of this landmark. And, well, we'll just get it out there. On Monday, we are going to have our 200th lesson.
200.
Dun, dun, dun. So, Marco, what's left for us to do? I mean, we've covered it all. We should just go on vacation.
Let's go and sail across the world.
Woo.
I've been here 200 lessons, Catherine.
200 lessons.
You too.
Wow.
It's a bust.
Impressive.
Bust.
Exciting.
Tiring. Wow. The only thought of it makes me feel old.
Aww.
And to honor this landmark, we decided to make a lesson on... Burning.
Well, we're actually talking about what happens when you're eating food that's really hot and you burn your tongue. So that's the topic of Monday's lesson.
Let's say it's quite random, the topic. We didn't actually think about the 200. It's not something.
No, they're not related. It's not like 200. It burns!
but it's a very useful topic and a useful vocabulary inside this lesson.
Absolutely.
Other lessons are the remote control.
Well, that's coming out on Friday. So the two lower level lessons this week are Monday and Friday. And Friday's elementary level lesson is all about the remote control. So what you say when you're fighting with your sibling or your friend to control that important, important device.
Yeah. So if you happen to be in Italy or if you happen to share the remote control with an Italian person, you have to be ready to fight for your right to party.
All right. Well, Wednesday we've got a different kind of lesson. We're talking about an upper intermediate level lesson. So this is for higher level learners, people who are more comfortable with Italian vocabulary. We're going to be talking about a very specific set of vocabulary and phrases that are all about the stationery store.
So be ready to listen, to hear words like fogli, squadrati, you know, the kind of papers, kind of pencils, kind of...
china, inchio.
Yeah, lot of different small things that are useful and not... really like known.
They aren't. And you know, this is especially important for people who are interested in art or people who are interested in design, because these are tools that you'll be using and you're going to need to know the names of them
or
in
people,
Italian.
People who want to buy a pencil for other reasons too.
Well, pencils may be the easiest thing we cover in that lesson, but hopefully you guys will be interested in that. It's coming out on Wednesday and it's very, very valuable stuff.
And do a photocopy, right? Like, there's so many ways you can do it.
There are.
There's a universe in the
stationery. A whole world of paper information.
Incredible. And they never teach you that.
Well, we are. We are teaching that on Wednesday. And don't forget to post something on Monday because it is our 200th lesson, and it's kind of like a birthday of sorts.
So yeah, wish us a happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's the least that you could do.
Yeah. Well, we also have places like Twitter where you can get in touch with us. Our name on Twitter is Italian Pod. There are no spaces there.
We are on Facebook too, and our name there is Italian Pod.
Very
too.
Creative of us, huh?
Oh, come on, it's our name.
Well, our website is italianpod.com. Please check it out. Post questions, post comments, get in touch with us anyway. And we also have an email address if you're interested in more private
italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
Thank you. So that's about
Italian
it for us
today. Sorry, joking. Go ahead.
That is about it for us today. We hope that everyone had a nice weekend and happy May Day holiday. So ciao a tutti.
Ciao.